Good evening. This is Tyler Killen.
And Melanie Crandall.
We're going to bring you the homecoming games for the 2005 Brashear Tigers. They're going to take on the Macon County Raiders. Yeah. Just a few minutes, we're going to announce the starting lineups. Tonight ought to be a good game. Both teams for the girls' side are very aggressive from past experiences I've seen them both play. They both seem to be fairly fast. So it ought to be an exciting game.
We'll tip off here in about 10 minutes or less. Starting for the Macon County Raiders, number 14, Lacey McElhaney, number 24, Cassandra Kitchen, number 30, Brooke Howard, number 32, Autumn Fisher, and number 33, Heather Mallett. For the Tigers, number 11, Sheree Cole. Number 23, Kimber Elzey. Number 25, Haley Kelsey. Number 35, Danny Moyer. And number 45, Holly Hazen. We'll have the national anthem and we'll be off with the tip-off. Stay with us.
And we're back after some fine singing by the Brashear High School Glee Club. Sang the national anthem for us.
They really did sound nice.
Yeah, there's only about four of them, or five of them at the most.
And they filled the gym.
All ladies. Looks like Tigers will send out Haley Kelsey in the Macon County Raiders are going to have Howard jump against her. The Tigers corral it. After a brief struggle with the ball, they call it a jump ball.
I don't know how they could tell who actually had possession. I think they should re-jump it. And that's exactly what they're going to do, re-jump the ball.
Ref's telling them to control it if they get it, I believe.
Looks like we're going to have another chance to win the ball. Haley did make contact with it first. Kind of got tangled up there. And for some reason they're going to switch people jumping and Haley's not going to jump. Sheree Cole's in the circle, but that doesn't make a lot of sense to me to have Sheree.
Well, I think the ref said because Sheree was the last to touch it because she was the one that tangled up with
it. I'm with you now.
She had to
jump with her. That makes sense.
Anyway, Macon County gets the ball. They get it to McElhaney, left wing. She gets it up to Heather Mallett at the top of the key into the corner for Fisher. Knocked away by Kelsey. Back out to McElhaney. Now up to Mallett at the top of the key. Gets to Fisher, right wing. Now to Mallett. Back to McElhaney. Now left wing for Mallett. Now for Fisher, right wing. Kicks it to the left elbow for Mallett. Back out to Fisher. Into the corner for McElhaney. Put up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Moyer. She's just inside the three-point arc there and came up a little short. Elsie has the ball for Brashear. Gets it into Moyer. On left block. Back out to Sheree Cole. Left wing. She dribbles in. Kicks it out to Call up for the three. No good.
I think that was Holly Hazen on the baseline shot there.
Hazen was with the shot.
It's a good shot, just hit off the rim, didn't quite fall for. Macon County throws the ball out of bounds. Not getting a good shot or a good possession out of that, but
I couldn't tell if there's anybody there to throw to for Macon County. Wishier has the ball now. Moyer has it just on the other side of the half court. She gets it to Kimberly Elzy, who dribbles right side, puts up the layup off the right block.
Nice drive by Elzy. Good start to the night. 2-0.
McElhaney finds a wide open Fisher for the point blank shot, but Holly Hazen comes over and blocks it. Elzy comes up with the ball, gets it to Kelsey, right wing. She's having trouble finding somebody. Kicks it into Moyer, right block. She put up the shot and was fouled by Cassandra Kitchen, I believe. No, they're going to call the foul on Autumn Fisher.
First time Danny goes to the line. The shot's good. Second shot doesn't fall. 3-0 Bashir.
McElhaney controls it for Macon County. She passes into a crowd of two Macon County players, yet neither one of them can get their hands on it, so Danny Moyer runs over and grabs it, and she kicks it out to Elzy for the transition game. Gets it down to Haley Kelsey for the 15-footer, and it's good.
Haley's got a nice baseline shot outside of 13, 14 feet. She really has a nice touch. That's her spot.
Meanwhile, Fisher tried to pass it in to Cassandra Kitchen, and Danny Moyer again stuck up her hands and grabbed it. She gets it to Kimberly Elzy, right wing, now to Haley Kelsey, top the key, passes into Moyer at the free throw line, gets it to Sheree Cole, left wing three, no good, rebounded by Holly Hazen, just inside the inbounds. Kicks it out to Haley Kelsey for the 15-footer, no good, rebounded by Macon County. Mallett gets it to McElhaney. She slows down, gets it across half court, now right wing for Fisher. Tried to get it into Cassandra Kitchen, and the ball was out of bounds off of Kitchen.
Macon County's turned it over about three times in a row here. They're really shutting themselves down. Putting on a little press for the Tigers, who handle it easily as Kimberly Elzy brings it up. Baseline to Holly Hazen, who takes a shot and misses. Going the other way with Macon County.
McElhaney again has trouble finding Kitchen, and the pass was caught by Kimberly Elzy, who drove down the length of the court, found an open Danny Moyer, put up the right-handed layup.
Rough to good start here, our first time out, 4 minutes 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Brashear's up 7-0. I like their passing, I like their pace, they're really controlling the ball game thus far. It's a good start.
Yeah, and they have their heads up on defense because Macon County's making all these bad passes. They just go down and catch them and bring them back the other way. Macon County has only put up maybe two shots, I think, at the most. Shear's done a good job of pestering them and getting the ball away from them. McElhaney has it now for Macon County. Gets it across half court. Pass was deflected by Sheree Cole. Kimberly Elzy came away with it. She dribbles the length of the court, puts up a right-handed layup by herself. They had two defenders back on her, but they couldn't stop her.
Great drive by Elzy.
Meanwhile, they got the ball. Macon County got the ball to Kitchen. She put up a little bank shot off the glass from the right block. Bashir has the ball now. Almost a bad pass by Moyer, but it's corralled by Elzy. Got it to Haley Kelsey. Now back out to Elsie. Right the three-point line. No good.
Great shot fake. One group passer defender and was able to put up a nice shot by the free throw line. That was smart thinking by Elsie.
McElhaney has the ball now for Macon County. She gets it to Fisher right baseline. She passed it to a cutting kitchen, but the pass was again picked off by Elsie. She got the ball out to Sheree Cole, who dribbled down and scored a left-handed layup.
We're off to a great start here. 13-2, 3 minutes left. Looking good, Brashear.
Now McElhaney was Haley Kelsey and Sheree Cole were both guarding her just across the half-court line. She threw an errant pass, and Kimberly Elsie came up with it, went down, scored another layup for Brashear.
You can tell Macon County's deflated as they walk over to their timeout huddle. Brashear's got a lot more energy. Their press is really helping them out here. Get their heart rates going. They look good.
Yeah. Brashear just sends two defenders out. And for some reason, when McElhaney gets across the half-court line, she picks up her dribble, and she's stuck there. And then she's forced to make a bad pass, which usually ends up in the Brashear Tigers' hands, and they can go down and just score a layup.
Yep, those layups are padding the score, that's for sure.
Yeah, they've had about four or five of them now.
Oh, at least. Well, it's been a spirited week over here at Brashear as it's homecoming week. I think everybody's just been very excited for the game. Two pep rallies. Couple days of dressing up in as much orange and black imaginable. I think that's really got these girls focused on this game tonight. Here we go.
McElhaney has it again for Macon County. This time she passes to Mallett before she gets across half court. Mallett got it to Fisher, now back to McElhaney to set up the offense for Macon County. She passes to Mallett, back over to Fisher, left wing, now to Howard. She holds, passes to an attempted pass to Kitchen. Play was broken up by Ashley Clarkson, corralled by Kimberly Elsie. Elsie gets it to Cole, left wing. She holds, gets it right wing for Kelsey. Now, dangerous pass by Kelsey into the corner for Chelsea Collup.
And that ball's tied up. It's going to stay with Brashear. That was a risky cross-court lob pass Kelsey made in the baseline corner. Didn't get there successfully, but we'll take the jump ball instead.
Yeah, she was open there for a second, but by the time Kelsey pulled the trigger, it was a little too late.
Yep.
Tigers inbound to Sheree Cole, who gets it into the corner for Kimberly Elsie. Three, no good. Rebounded by Chelsea Collup. Gets it to Haley Kelsey, right side. Now to Cole, right wing, to Kelsey, or to Elsie, left wing. She dribbles, gets it to Collup, top the key. Dribbles left, passes to Haley Kelsey, left wing. Dribbles to the middle, right down through the heart of the defense. Put up a little 8-foot floater, no good. Rebounded by McElhaney of Macon County. This time she dribbles by the two defenders for Brashear. Makes a pass to Amber Kitchen. She put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Collup of Brashear. Elsie has it. Gets it right wing for Kelsey. Now to Ashley Clarkson. She passes out to Cole, who dribbles into the heart of the defense again. Kicks it back out for Kelsey. She dribbled in and put up a 10-footer on the right baseline. It's good.
Kelly's off to a great start this game.
Macon County got the ball to Farrington, and she dribbled down to the baseline, decided she couldn't get a shot up, tried to get it to Amber Kitchen, and the ball was kicked out of bounds by Brashear. It'll be Macon County ball.
Got Danny Moyer coming in to get Haley. Kelsey.
Fisher, on the inbounded play, she stepped over the...
Step on the line there.
She stepped over the line. She was... Her whole foot was inbounds. That's a definite no-no on the inbound play.
Not good.
Tigers get it to Collup left baseline. She dribbled right by two defenders. Put up the little shot off the block, and it's good.
Nice little baseline drive. We'll take that. Makes the score 19-2. Just under a minute left in the first quarter.
The Tigers again pestering the Macon County offense. Farrington has it for Macon County. Gets it to Mallett. Put up the shot off the free throw line. She made it. Now Tiger ball. Almost lost by Elsie on the pass from Cole. However, she gets it and gets it back to Cole at the top of the key. Now into the corner for call-up. She dribbles baseline. This time was cut off. Gets it back out to Cole on the three-point line. Now to Ashley Clarkson, right wing. Back to Cole, top of the key. She holds. Gets it to call-up in the corner for the shot. No good. Rebounded by call-up. Now to Elsie on the left wing, just inside the three-point line. It's good, but it's only two.
Elsie is hot tonight.
A desperation shot for Macon County. It's no good.
Yeah, not good at all. And then I'll round out the first quarter with a score of 21-4. Great start for the Tigers. I mean, they really look good. All their shots are falling. They're controlling the rebounds. Their press is working. I really can't complain. I think they're playing real well.
Yeah, the press has been the key for Brashear. They just get down there and bother the Macon County offense, and they've been prone to throw some bad passes.
Yep. That press will really force them into turnovers. Pretty packed gym tonight, really. Not too many seats open.
There's a good crowd here from both mostly Brashear fans, but Macon County's brought a few. Here we go at the start of the second half. Brashear ball. Clarkson has it in the right corner for Brashear. Having trouble finding someone. Finally passes. Play was broken up by Mallett of Macon County, but Danny Moyer dives on the loose ball and kicks it out to Cole, left wing. Now to Cullup, right wing. She gets it into Cole on the right wing. She dribbles to the top of the key. Passes back down to Salter. Salter holds just inside the three-point line, left wing. Gets it out to Cole, who passes into the right corner for Cullup. Now Cullup tried to get it back out to Cole. Instead, broken up by McElhaney, and she took it the length of the court for the left-handed layup. Brashear ball now.
Sure, facing a press, but once again, easily broken. Moyer's got the ball. Cole up top.
Cole gets it to Clarkson, right wing. Clarkson almost double dribbled, but got it to Cole, who gets it to Brooke Salter for the three-pointer off the left wing. Ball was saved by Chelsea Collup. Salter's shot was an air ball. It was saved by Collup. A smart play by her. Brashear corralled it.
They've done a great job of grabbing and saving possessions that could be turnovers and then recovering them. Brashear has. Just as I say that, Cole throws the ball out of bounds. But until that point, they really did a great job of recovering balls that could have been turnovers. In Holly Hazen comes to replace Clarkson. And we'll also see Christina Scudder get in the ball game here. She's going to give Collip a break.
McElhinney again gives it up before she gets to the half-court line. Now gets it to Farrington. Back out for Kitchen. Onto the left block for Mallett.
Nice rebound by Holly Hazen. She had a solid block out and got that ball.
Cole has the ball now for Brashear. Gets it to Danny Moyer. Moyer on the drive was fouled by Amber Kitchen. Blocking foul.
That's only our second foul of the game. We haven't had to stop the clock much here in this game. Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of turnovers, really.
Brashear gets the ball into Scudder, gets the ball out to Salter, now gets it to Holly Hazen, right wing, back to Salter, left wing. Now to Moyer, top of the key. She gets it to Elsie, right wing. Elsie holds, dribbles now, gets it to Moyer, top of the key. Into the corner for Holly Hazen. Back out to Moyer, was possibly fouled. Now to Elsie, right wing. She holds, gets it to Moyer at the top of the key. Now to Hazen, right corner. Pass was tried to get into Scudder. Scudder appeared to be pushed from behind and lost the ball, but there was no foul called. Be Macon County ball. McElhaney has it for Macon County. Got it to Mallett. Mallett gets it across half court line. Pass was dangerous across the court, but Farrington finds it. Now to McElhaney for two. Mallett with the 8-footer, no good. Rebound by McElhaney for the free throw shot, no good. Rebounded by Howard of Macon County, and she was fouled by Brooke Salter.
We have about 5 minutes left, second quarter, 21-6 Brashear.
Howard to shoot a couple.
First a little bit of rim on that. A little too much strength.
She ate too many Wheaties this morning.
There you go. Second one looked the exact same way.
Same problem.
Right off that back rim.
Elsie has the ball now for Brashear. Gets it to Danny Moyer, right wing. She holds cross court to Salter. Bout lost it. Now to Elsie. Into the corner for Holly Hazen. She tried to get it to Christina Scudder, but the play was broke up by Howard. And she gets it to McElhaney to set up the offense. McElhaney passes to Mallett, now to Amber Kitchen, left wing, back to Howard, now to Mallett. McElhaney for the three, off the right wing. Her shot was a little stray, didn't find anything. Ball went out of bounds off of McElhaney. Danny Moyer inbounds for Brashear, gets it to Cole, back to Moyer. Moyer's bombarded by Macon County defenders. Now Cole gets it across the court to Elsie. Elsie stops at the left-handed, left-wing three-point line. No good. She passed it off to Haley Kelsey. She went in for the shot off the left block, and it was no good. Ball went out of bounds off of Brashear. Now McElhaney has it for Macon County on an attempted pass into Howard. Christina Scudder reached over her back, tried to tip it away. They're going to get the foul on her.
They'll call that foul every time, too. If you ever go over the back or try to tip from behind, you're going to get a foul.
Macon County took the ball out of bounds, got to McElhaney to a cutting Howard. She put up the shot, and it's good. Make the score 21-8 with 3:50 remaining in the first half. Brashear gets the ball to Cole. Cole now to Elsie for the right wing three-pointer. Off the rim a couple times, no good. Rebounded by Kitchen of Macon County. She gets the ball to McElhaney. McElhaney was guarded by two defenders from Brashear, and she stepped out of bounds on the drive. It'll be Brashear ball again. Moyer inbounds to Cole. Gets in the corner for Haley Kelsey. Now, cross-court pass to Elsie. Finds a cutting Danny Moyer.
Wide open. That was beautiful. Great pass from Kelsey to Cole to Moyer. It just really looked good.
Moyer drained the shot. Meanwhile, Macon County finds Heather Mallett for the 8-footer, and she drained it too. Now, Brashear gets the ball to Danny Moyer. Moyer was falling out of bounds when she made the shot, hit the side of the backboard, and she came back in bounds to try to get the rebound. Macon County player already had the ball. However, she got her hands out. They called a jump ball. Ball will be with Macon County.
Score is 23-10, 2:50 left in the second quarter.
McElhaney has the ball left side for Macon County. She passes across to Kitchen, right wing. Now to Mallett, gets it into Fisher, just inside the free throw line. She put it up and tickled the twine with the shot. Nothing but net for her. Cole has the ball for Brashear. Left sideline. Finds Haley Kelsey top of the key.
Oh, great pass. Just split the needle there. That was beautiful. Scudder missed that layup, but that was a great pass by Kelsey. Straight through the zone.
It was a fine-looking pass. Macon County defenders looked like they were napping there.
Yep, definitely.
Kitchen passed the ball into Mallett, and Mallett tried to get the shot off. It was blocked by Danny Moyer, I believe. Brashear comes away with it. They get the ball to Elsie, right wing. She holds, finds Cole, top the key. Cole looks, gets it into the Scudder free throw line. Scudder was looking for somebody and shuffled the feet. Clarkson, Ashley Clarkson replaces Scudder. Now Macon County ball. McElhaney has it. Gets it across half court, left side. Passes to Fisher on the free throw line, guarded by Ashley Clarkson. She got it to Kitchen for the shot. It is no good. Rebounded by Brashear. Cole has it left wing, decides to put up the shot just a little strong off the backboard, rebounded by Haley Kelsey. Kelsey gets it to Elsie, put up the shot, fake off the right wing, no good. Well, the shot was no good. She was
fouled
on the shot.
And she'll get the chance to shoot some free throws, but good ball movement, nice driving. I would like to see the Tigers do a little bit more driving and less baseline shooting, because I think they'll be able to get some fouls out of this team, but they've been doing a nice job thus far. Elsie shot up and in. It was a great shot. The cheerleaders all did a split for that shot. In fact, there we go. Second shot's up and in.
They decided not to do the splits that time.
Not that time. I don't think I could do it any time.
I don't think I want to try to do it any time. Macon County ball. Fisher has it right wing or left wing. Now gets it to Howard. She holds. Thinks about the three. The weak side was wide open, but Kitchen couldn't catch the ball and put up the shot. She instead takes it out right wing and shuffles the feet. It'll be Brashear ball. Little question where to take it out of bounds. They decide to take it out at the corner. Full press by Macon County. Nice pass by Danny Moyer across the court to Sheree Cole. Cole got it to Kimberly Elsie at the top of the key. Now back to Cole. Left wing, got it to Moyer. Puts up the shot, no good. Just a little short, rebounded by Cassandra Kitchen of Macon County. She gets it out to Mallett. She gets it down to Cassandra Kitchen. Put up an odd-looking shot. The ball goes.
Not going to help them much, but it does. Hey, you know what? It stays Macon County ball. 28 right. Seconds left, 25-12.
Cole thought the ball was off of Macon County.
I think she did. I think she thought it was an air ball, but it must have hit somebody's toe on the way out or something. We didn't have a great view from here, but it looks as though we let it go out of bounds because we thought it would be our ball.
Twenty-eight seconds left here in the first half.
Almost had it. Clarkson got her hands on that pass. She was in the passing lane. She was in the right spot, but couldn't hang on to it. Great effort.
Well, they're going to try it again here. Fisher to inbound this time. Oh, it looks like her foot's on the line again.
She's been doing that the whole game. He's not watching her feet, unfortunately.
The ball is going out of bounds. This time, Brashear tries to save it, and Elsie gets it in the kitchen.
Brashear throws a trap on that first pass in. We're able to get a jump ball. It's Brashear ball. 20 seconds left.
Elsie has it. Gets it across half court. Now to Cole, left wing. 15 seconds remain. She dribbles, top the key. Decides to put up a three with 12 seconds.
Oh, nice shot. Nothing but net.
Nothing but nylon for it. It was a good shot. 5 seconds remain for him. Fisher holds it. She could have dribbled a little farther. She put up a shot.
She could have gotten in to at least the three-point line there. You're right, Tyler.
She put it up at half court with 5 seconds remaining.
5/10 of a second.
Well, after the first half, it's 28-12 in favor of Brashear.
good solid first half. Tigers are playing well, and we will see you here in about 10 minutes, 28 to 12. Hope you stay with us.
Back with some of the first half stats. Kimberly Elsie was the Tiger leading scorer with 11 points. Haley Kelsey had 4. Chelsea Cullip had 2. Sheree Cole had 5. And Danny Moyer had 6 points. For Macon County, Heather Mallett was the leading scorer with 4. And a well-rounded attack. Fisher, Howard, Kitchen, Cassandra Kitchen, and McElhaney each had 2 points.
We're going to get underway here in about 1 minute.
Looks like the Tigers send out the original starters, Kelsey, Moyer, Hazen, Cole, and Elsie. However, it'll be Macon County ball. They send out Mallett, Fisher, Howard, McElhaney, and Kitchen. McElhaney has the ball for Macon County. She dribbles at the top of the key, passes to Fisher, left wing, back to Mallett, top of the key. Mallett gets it to McElhaney, now back to Fisher, top of the key. Fisher dribbles right side, makes a pass to Howard. Howard lost the ball, but she recovered and put up a shot. It was no good. Rebounded by Holly Hazen of Brashear. Cole has it now. Gets it right side for Elsie. Into the corner for Hazen. To a cutting Moyer. Moyer lost out of bounds, but was kicked by Fisher, I think.
Still going to be Brashear ball. That really wasn't a smart pass to Moyer. She really wasn't open or available.
Elsie has it now. Left wing for Brashear. She gets it to Cole at the top of the key into Hazen. Free throw line. Now to Elsie for the 3. Just off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Cole. She put up the shot. And Mallett, or Howard, I believe actually it was, came in and blocked the shot. Ball went out of bounds off of Howard. Brashear inbounds to Sheree Cole, who put up the 3. This time, no good. Rebounded by Mallett of, or Howard again of Macon County. She got it to Fisher, who passed to Brashear on the other end. Cole comes up with it now, gets it left side for Kimberly Elsie, now to Holly Hazen just inside the 3-point arc left wing. She got it to Danny Moyer, turned around and put up a beautiful shot off the glass.
And great pass, great shot. Took an opportunity to have a 3-point play here. For 30-12.
Howard came in and put the whammy on her. Right here to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play here, hopefully.
Danny's shot's good. Nice touch.
Macon County ball now. Ball gets to Mallett, who gets it to McElhaney now, right wing. Dangerous pass in the kitchen, however she gets it. Kitchen also traveled with the ball. It'll be Brashear ball. Danny Moyer was looking to get the ball into Haley Kelsey. Instead threw it right to Mallett, who missed the shot, but was rebounded by Fisher. Put up the layup and made it. Once again, the ball is picked off in the transition game by Macon County. They get the ball down to Mallett this time, and she puts in the deuce.
We're seeing an entirely different Macon County team this second half. They're pressing aggressively and effectively.
This time, Brashear breaks it. Sheree Cole has it at the top of the key. Gets it right side for Haley Kelsey just inside the 3-point arc. She puts it up, and it's good.
Good job, Haley. 33-16, Brashear.
McElhaney has it now. Right side. Gets it to Fisher, left wing. Back over to Mallett, left side. Now to McElhaney, left wing. She looks, gets to Fisher, right side. Down to Howard. Pass him to Kitchen is not corralled by her. It goes right through her hands.
Kimberly Elsie picked up that ball. There's Haley's shot. Oh, it just hit the rim, but she had that baseline elbow shot. Cole got the rebound and put in a beautiful shot just inside the three-point line.
5 minutes remaining.
35-15.
Fisher has it now, right side for Macon County. She gets it out to Mallett now, right side for McElhaney. Passes into Kitchen just below the free throw line. Now to Fisher, left wing. She holds to Mallett, top of the key. Mallett looks back to McElhaney, left wing. McElhaney gets it across to Mallett. Mallett dribbles baseline and steps
and
out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Couple of dribbles out of bounds there.
You can only go so far on that baseline before they say you're out of bounds.
She went a little too far.
Kelsey has the ball, triggers the inbounds, got it to Elsie. Elsie got it to Cole, who got it to Ashley Clarkson, awaiting the pass on the other side. Kelsey's pass to Clarkson this time wasn't as fortunate. It was broken up by Macon County, and Fisher recovers it. She gets it across half court. Now to Mallett, holds left wing. Into Fisher. Fisher's shot was blocked from behind by Haley Kelsey.
Well, it's always fun. You can't see your block coming.
There's a big scrap for the ball, and finally Fisher recovers for Macon County.
I'd say 3 seconds in the lane could be a possibility, but
probably a good.
You're agreeing with me on that one.
Probably would have been a good call there. Finally, Brashear comes away with the ball. Gets it to right side for Kelsey. She dribbles to the top key, hands off for Cole. Cole back to Kelsey on the right wing. Back to Cole. She looks, passes left wing for Elsie. Elsie dribbles up. Passes across the court to Cole, right wing. She dribbles towards baseline. Holds, gets it to Kelsey. Baseline finds
nice.
It. Cutting Holly Hazen.
Nobody, and that's a right-handed layup for Holly. So
nobody was within 5 feet of her on that shot.
That was great. Great little give-and-go for a layup. 37-16 here as we have a timeout called. 3 minutes left. Tigers still looking good.
Macon County called the timeout here. Going to try to weather the storm. Although with the 20-point lead here, 21, actually. They're really going to have to get something pumping through them.
I mean, their press is really going to have to pick up for them. Brashear just needs to keep playing calm with poise, be very methodical and intentional with their passes.
Macon County did have that stretch for about 3 inbounding plays for Brashear where they did pick off and pester the Brashear Tigers. But besides that, Brashear has just been dominating.
Yeah, definitely. And it's shown in the score.
Farrington enters the game for Macon County. She gets a pass to Fisher, to Mallett, back to McElhaney, right wing, to Farrington. Now to Mallett, left wing. Gets a ball to Fisher. Now to McElhaney for the 3, right wing. She drilled it. Good-looking shot for McElhaney. They left her open, so she decided to shoot it. Worked for her. Elsie has the ball now for Brashear. Macon County's getting a little more aggressive on their defensive approach. Elsie has it now, right wing. She dribbles to the top of the key. She holds now, left wing for Brooke Salter. Salter looks, finds Holly Hazen. Left elbow back to Salter, just inside the three-point arc. No good. Rebounded by Elsie. Her shot attempt was shot and hit the bottom of the backboard. It's always tough to make it when you do that.
Those are the 0% shots. But we've got the ball. We're in good shape.
Kelsey got it to Elsie for the three-pointer on the left side. She nailed it as well.
Elsie's hot tonight. 40-19, 1 minute, 37 seconds left in the third quarter.
Fisher gets the ball inside to Amber Kitchen. And Kitchen was fouled by Brashear.
We'll see Christina Scudder in the game, replacing Holly Hazen. Brashear's in the zone as they are defending the basket.
The last foul was on Ashley Clarkson. Meanwhile,
on Christina Scudder.
Macon County put up a couple of shots, and one of them was real point blank, and the other one was awfully close, and they couldn't hit either one of them. Tigers have the ball now. They get it to Brooke Salter for the left elbow shot, and it was, she got enough height on it. It didn't get enough length on it, and Macon County came up with it, took it the length of the court for a layup. Elsie has the ball now for Brashear. She gets across half court. Now left wing for Brooke Salter. Salter holds. Gets it to Kelsey at the top of the key. Into the corner for Clarkson. Clarkson goes around to Salter's screen. Looks. Left elbow. Finds. Tried to get it to Elsie, and McElhaney broke it up. Her left-handed layup was a little strong and rebounded by Kelsey, or Elsie, who takes it down the court for the Tigers. Ball poked away. Picked up by Kelsey. She dribbled in and was fouled before the shot.
It's been nice of this. Really, there haven't been hardly any fouls in this entire game. The game they've been able to play and not have to stop that often.
That foul is on Farrington of Macon County. They get the ball into Elsie gets it into Scudder. And Scudder threw it off of McElhaney's foot. She went out, looked like she was trying to kick it for Macon County. Elsie this time gets it into Kelsey. Now left side for Brooke Salter. Salter holds, gets it to Clarkson. Clarkson dribbles towards the middle. Back out to Salter. Now to Kelsey, top the key. Ooh, Salter about lost out of bounds there on a pass from Kelsey. She gets it into the left side for Clarkson. Time was running down, and Clarkson put up a shot, no good.
Kind of heaved it up there. It hit the rim, but didn't go in for him. But we're still ahead by 21, 40 to 21. Going into our fourth quarter here at the homecoming girls game at Brashear.
All the Tigers have to do now is to just be smart with their passes. Don't do anything dumb here, and this game should be theirs.
It should be. They've really dominated the entire game, haven't given us any reason to doubt that they can't come away with this game 20 points or more.
It's going to be Macon County ball.
The gym is packing up. We're seeing girls come in their dresses. Everybody's getting homecoming excited. Let's see what happens this last fourth quarter.
McElhaney has it for Macon County. Gets it right wing for Fisher. Now back out to Mallett, top the key to Farrington. Gets it to McElhaney, left side. Dribbles into the corner. Elsie with good defense. They're going to get her for 5 seconds here. I believe they are. Good defense there by Elsie.
Great defense. Macon County putting on the press. Our guards have been able to handle it.
Elsie has the ball for Brashear. Gets it to Kelsey. She dribbles to the top of the key, now finds Cole, left side, into Clarkson, left corner, back out to Elsie, top of the key. She dribbles, holds now, gets it to Scudder. Scudder on the pass to Clarkson, Clarkson was cutting towards the basket. Scudder's pass was just a little high and out of bounds off of Ashley Clarkson.
A little too high there. A little too much force.
Now Macon County ball. McElhaney has it for them. Gets it across half court. Passes left side for Mallett. Now to Amber Kitchen. Amber Kitchen's pass was tipped by Kimberly Elsie. She slid on it. Jump ball. It'll be Brashear ball. Kelsey gets it into Elsie. Elsie gets it across half court. Gets it to Christina Scudder, right elbow. Now to Chelsea Cullip, right corner. Gets it to Ashley Clarkson. Put up a beautiful head fake.
That was a nice move.
Went right by Amber Kitchen, bought the fake, and she put up the shot. However, she was fouled. She'll shoot a couple now, Clarkson will.
Didn't quite fall for it. Danced off the rim. Just popped out at the last second.
She'll get a chance to redeem herself here with the second one. On its way. Same type of effect. Bounced around that rim quite a few times. Fortunate break for Brashear, though. Howard tried to corral it, and she fell on the baseline. It'll be Brashear ball.
It's the second time they've been dribbling out of bounds on the baseline here in this game.
Their coach had to point out to them that that black line means you can't dribble there. It's out of bounds.
Kind of a fumble, but it'll save Brashear ball.
And this time they tried to save it, or they tried to pick it off, and she stepped on the out-of-bounds line again.
Oh, Elsie found a wide-open Christina Scudder, who turned over her left shoulder. One drive, makes her layup, and she got fouled. She'll have a chance to shoot a free throw here and make it a three-point play. 42-21. Misses her free throw.
Rebounded strongly by Fisher this time. Fisher gets it to McElhaney, left side. She gets it across, holds, now gets it to Mallett, right side. Back to Fisher, left side. Now to Howard, left wing, back up to the top for McElhaney. She dribbles, gets it right side for Mallett. Now to Howard, left side. Into Cassandra Kitchen. Kitchen was met by an awaiting Ashley Clarkson, who got her hands on the ball. Jump ball, but it'll stay with Macon County.
That's the third or fourth time Brashear has been able to get a jump ball and have the possession go their way. They've been aggressive tonight.
The inbound pass was tipped out by Christina Scudder. We're going to try it again. Macon County will. Can't find anybody open.
Elsie got a tip on that ball.
This time Cole tips it out of bounds.
Taking turns, tipping it out of bounds. Good defense.
They try it again, and they get it in the kitchen cleanly this time.
Uh-oh.
Got it back out to Fisher at the top of the key. She put up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Scudder of Brashear. Scudder got it to Cole, now gets it to left baseline for Chelsea Cullip. She dribbled in, and she was fouled by Macon County.
Macon County was hoping they'd get a charging call, but
Howard and Collett both went down. I don't know whose fault it was, but that's what happened. Meanwhile, Collett put up an air ball, rebounded by Macon County. They went down and scored a layup. Bridget Clarkson gets the ball now in the inbounds from Cole. She got it to Collett, dribbles, dances her way down the left side of the court, got the ball to Scudder. She put up the shot, no good. Rebounded, was saved by Brashear, and McElhaney comes up with it, goes down the court, and was fouled by Sheree Cole on the attempted left-handed layup. She'll shoot a couple.
I'm glad she didn't foul her and let her make the basket, though. That's good that if she was going to foul in that situation, that she made sure she missed the shot.
Well, she fouled her hard, I'll give her that.
And she has fouls to give, so it really was a smart foul at this point. Macon County hasn't proved that they're exceptional free throw shooters, so she can kind of give a foul. And number 14, McElhaney, missed her first free throw. And her second. Sure was not hurt by that foul.
Barrington came up with the rebound for Macon County, yet she missed the shot. And Cole comes up with the ball for Brashear. Now gets it to Salter, to Scudder, to Clarkson for the shot. No good, but she was fouled. A lot of ball movement there by Brashear. Towards the tail end, you heard the Clarkson to Clarkson duo. The second part of the duo is shooting a free throw here. Ashley made the first one. She'll shoot a second. Second one's no good. Rebounded by Salter. Aggressively goes
very
in for the rebound.
And comes up with it clean. Another jump ball. It's going to stay with Brashear. 43-23. 4:58 left here in the game.
Cole has the ball now for Brashear. She gets it right side. Dribbles now top of the key. Looks, passes back right side, right wing for Bridget Clarkson. Now to Cole. Top of the key. She dribbles around the defender. Now to Scudder. Back to Bridget Clarkson. Across the court to Salter. Now to Cole. Top of the key. Cole looks. Dribbles right side. Passes to Christina Scudder. Scudder
puts great
up.
Bounce pass there. She slid it right under Scudder's defensive arm. Scudder did a nice job of finishing that layup.
Good pass and good finish by Brashear there. It's on defensive end. Cole tips a pass, runs down, gets her hands on it. But Fisher did too. It's going to be a jump ball, Macon County ball. Elsie enters for Cole. McElhaney has it now for Macon County. Gets it across half court. Now to Fisher, right wing. Back to Mallett. Now into the corner for McElhaney. No good. Rebounded by Salter, who's mugged by a whole bunch of Macon County defenders. She gets it out to Elsie. Almost travel as she stopped her dribble. Back to Elsie, the left wing. Now to Clarkson, just inside the three-point arc on the left corner. Rebounded by Salter.
Going to the free throw line again.
Scudder, excuse me, and she was fouled on the shot. Barrington picks up her second foul.
Scudder's first shot is just off to the left. I have a feeling Coach will be making him shoot a lot of free throws. Scudder's second shot is off. Clarkson has a nice rebound, kicks it out to Salter. Up, no good. Got a rebound up and in. A little bank shot on the left side. We've got 3 minutes, 27 seconds left. Scores 47-23.
Their free throw shooting might not be up to par, but their rebounding, especially at those on the free throws, has been superb tonight.
It certainly has. That's what kept them leading by 20-plus points the entire game.
Meanwhile, Macon County with I believe it was Mallett was fouled by Brooke Salter. Salter's second foul. Macon County got the ball into McElhaney. She put up the shot, no good. On the rebound, they call a jump ball. It'll be Brashear ball.
Clarkson's done a great job of being aggressive and getting in on lots of loose balls.
There are 3 minutes remaining. They get it across the court to Ashley Clarkson. She's just got two defenders and another one close. But she got the ball off to Elsie, and Elsie was fouled by McElhaney. Her first foul. With that foul, Brashear will start shooting one and ones. Amber Kitchen enters for Cassandra Kitchen. I assume there's some relation there, but I wouldn't quote that. Elsley's shot's no good. Rebounded by McElhaney. McElhaney dribbles right wing. Looks for somebody. Now finds Fisher. Gets it into Amber Kitchen. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Farrington. Blocked by Scudder. Now picked up by Clarkson. And Clarkson was fouled. She was pushed by Farrington, I believe.
We're in the one and one here. Clarkson will go to the line.
Foul was on Farrington. I believe that will be her third. It is. Clarkson will shoot a one and one. Her shot's no good. We're going to call Christina Scudder with the push there, I believe, on the rebound attempt. Now Fisher gets it into McElhaney, who gets it across half court. McElhaney gets it to Fisher again, right side. Now to Mallett, top of the key, left side for Farrington. McElhaney now left side, gets it across the court to Mallett. Mallett tries to get into Amber Kitchen, and the pass was stolen by Chelsea Collup. Collup gets it to Salter. Salter tries to get it back out. Instead, passes to Fisher. Fisher drives down, scores a layup.
Just got 2 minutes left here. Macon County's putting on a press.
Collup has the ball, trying to get it across for Brashear. She does. And Farrington was waiting on the other side with a block. I'm pretty sure that's Farrington's fourth foul.
She fell hard, too.
She didn't look too pleased with the call either. Eh?
Nope, not at all.
And Chelsea Kopp was a little borderline with the charge there, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit out of control.
Could have gone either way, I thought. But she steps up to the line and nails her first shot.
Yeah, that's likely because she was guaranteed to.
Misses her second.
Now McElhaney's ball for Macon County. She gets it to Mallett, left side, back to Fisher, right wing. Right side for Amber Kitchen, no good. Rebounded by Mallett, put up the shot. Now gets it, Scudder gets the rebound and got it to Chelsea Collup. Collup now right side for Salter. Salter passes back to Collup. Almost stolen by McElhaney. However, Collup manages to get it, gets it to Clarkson. Clarkson got it to Ashley Clarkson. Bridget Clarkson got it to Ashley Clarkson. And Ashley tried to find Christina Scudder. Pass was led her just a little too far, and the ball went out of bounds off her hands. Now Macon County ball. McElhaney brings it across half court to left side for Mallett. Mallett holds, gets it right side for Fisher. Fisher now left side for McElhaney. Now it's just inside the three-point arc for Farrington, left wing. Back to Fisher. Fisher holds, puts on the floor, gets it to McElhaney, right side, into the corner for Amber Kitchen. Pass was broken up by Ashley Clarkson, and Brooke Salter comes down with it with 40 seconds remaining in the game. Salter finds Bridget Clarkson. Bridget passes into the to a lot of traffic, and the ball is stolen by Macon County.
We've got 30 seconds left here, 48-25. Tigers just need to not foul. Let the clock run out.
Now McElhaney holds left side. Gets it to Mallett, top the key. Mallett passes to Fisher. 15 remaining on the clock. Back to McElhaney. Right wing now to Amber Kitchen. Puts up the shot. She nailed it.
Less than 10 seconds here.
6 seconds remain for Brashear. I get it to Salter. Salter with 1 second. She holds. She fires the shot. She banks it in. They count it. Whoa, she was about 5 feet behind the three-point line. She turned around. She didn't look. She threw it up, and she banked it in. What a shot.
What a shot. That leaves the score 51-27. Great game for the Tigers.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Brashear, Missouri, where you're getting ready to listen to the Macon County Raiders versus the Brashear Tigers. We got some starting lineups for you for Macon County. We have number 5, Ben Shoemaker. Number 10, Blake Atha. Number 32, Joey Pate. Number 34, Eric Souther. And number 50, Lonnie Farrington. For the Brashear Tigers, we got number 15, Andrew Linhart. Number 21, Brent Platt. Number 31, Cody Salter. Number 41, Bill Elam. And number 45, Danny Clarkson. We got some inside info for you. Some you could only hear on BHS broadcasting. Brent Platt schooled me in a couple games of horse after school today. I don't know what you can take that to mean, but it looked like he was shooting the ball pretty well. Let's hope he doesn't try any crazy over-the-shoulder shots like he was making today. But hey, he made one of those against, who was that, John Novinger, a half-court shot. As a side note, it was KTVO Play of the Week for that week.
All right, now we're about ready to go. Taking the floor for the Tigers are Platts, Linhart, Salter, Clarkson, and Elam.
We'll take a half second to congratulate old double nickel Tyler Killen and Ashley Clarkson for winning homecoming king and queen between the games. Way to go, guys. Prince and Princess were eighth graders Kylie Watson and Adrian Mountain. Way to go, guys. And the tip is controlled by the Raiders. The Raiders will be shooting at the right end of your dial. Pate has it top of the key to Atha. Back to Pate, who dribbles the top of the key to Farrington. Farrington into Atha to the corner. Back out to the top. They're going to start over again. Shot from the side. No good. Rebound on the floor. Pushed up and controlled by Farrington, who's over on the right-hand wing. Stops the dribble. Back out to Pate. Back up to Farrington. Inside. No good. Rebound by Andrew Linhart. Push it up to Brent Platts up the left-hand side. Spin move. Shot from 10. No good. Short. Rebound by Farrington, who pushes it. Stop by Linhart. Out to Pate. Two dribbles and out. Shot no good. Rebound to Linhart again. And he takes about 5 or 6 steps, and they're going to call him for a travel finally. I don't know if he got disoriented or what, but he just kind of kept spinning around and taking steps on it.
I think he wanted to hand it back to Platts, but he thought better of it when he realized Platts was on the other side of the line.
They didn't call him on the first time he walked, so who knows. Okay, Blake Atha has it. Gives it to Pate at the top of the key. He's going to set up the play over to Atha. Into the corner for Shoemaker. Back to Atha. To Pate from the corner. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Linhart. His third one of the game. Gives it out to Brent Platts. He brings it up the left-hand side of the floor. Platts to the top of the key. That circles. Gives it to Linhart over in the right-hand wing. Skip pass to Salter. Salter for a long three. It's off to the side. No good. Rebound by Souther. Souther gets it out to Atha. Atha. Stolen by Salter, who saves it back into Platts. Nice play by Cody Salter on the hustle there all the way down the floor. Platts has the top of the key over to Linhart. Linhart wide open three from the wing. An air ball. No good. Rebound by Farrington, who brings it up the right-hand side. Cross dribble, no good. Rebound by Bill Elam. No score yet, 6 minutes left to go. 2 minutes gone by, Platts will walk it up. We've had a lot of open shots, just nobody able to capitalize on it. Salter has it on left-hand wing, looks inside, gives it to Platts, top of the key. Platts to Linhart, over on the wing to Platts. Platts, long three-pointer, good. He made a few of those today in horse, folks. It's 3-0 Tigers, and it's going to be a body foul on Cody Salter, I believe, over on the side against Pate on the press.
John Mountain comes in the game for Salter.
Pate will bring it up. He handled the ball a lot in the first game I saw against these two teams in the Brashear tournament, with Macon County coming out with about a 5-point win.
Nice looking feed into Shoemaker, but he couldn't take advantage of it.
Souther has it off the rim. No good. Rebound to Clarkson, who rips it away from Shoemaker and gets it to Platt. Platt across the timeline. Gets it knocked away. Rebound by Farrington. Not a rebound as much as a steal. Pate has it on the left-hand side. Over to Shoemaker, who's up and off the glass. No good. And he's going to shoot two, I believe.
Foul's going to be on Danny Clarkson.
That's first foul on Danny. Second team foul. Score still 3-0, Bashir. Shoemaker will shoot two. He's a big guy, but he looks like he has pretty good touch. First one's good. Here's the second.
Hedinger in the game for Elam.
A lot of subs already for Coach Copeland. Second one's good by Shoemaker. 3-2, Bashir. Platt has it. Middle of the floor to Clarkson. Clarkson has it at circle. Dribbles over to the right-hand side. Gets it out to Platt at the circle. Platt sets it up. Over to John Mountain on the left-hand wing. Mountain dribbles in and out. Dribbles in again into the corner. Long shot. Good by Platt. Second three-pointer of the night for Platt. It is 6-2. Pate brings it up the left-hand side, or right-hand side, excuse me. There's a long shot by Atha. No good. Rebound by Clarkson. Tigers doing a good job getting on the boards early. And Platt's will bring it up again. Met by two Raiders at the circle. Linhart with pass fake inside. Gets it over to Platt's in the corner. Platt dribbles baseline. Knocked away. And it's two Tigers fighting over it, it looks like.
Yeah, I think Danny Clarkson ended up knocking it out of bounds.
Well, it's better for both of them go for it than either of them, I guess. Pate has it. Middle of the floor. Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it out to Atha. Atha between the legs. Gets it to Farrington. Farrington up in the air. And it's knocked out of bounds by Bashir. Active hands early on for the Tigers.
Right in front of the Tiger bench. So it'll be Farrington inbounding it right there.
Atha has the top of the key. Over to Pate. Pate to Atha again. Long three by Atha. No good off front of the rim. Tip back to Atha. He's going to reset it. Corner to Farrington. Souther has it, and good. That was Shoemaker, but good.
The big man puts it up. Does a nice job.
Good hands on that. Stolen by Macon County at half court. Pate has it over on the right-hand side. Gets it to Shoemaker, top of the key, into Atha. Tip by Clarkson. Saved by Hedinger back into Clarkson. Nice play by Travis Hedinger. Hey, our big guy can move too, John.
That's right.
There's Brent Platts bringing it up the middle of the floor.
I'd like to see Brent get going with Danny Clarkson there.
There you go. Travis from 15 is good. Well, hey, way to go, Travis, big guy.
Travis will work just as well as Danny Clarkson.
And there's a steal by John Mountain in the corner. Platts has it. Up and good over the front of the rim. Pressure turn had got the turnover there and the easy 2 points for the Tigers. Macon County looking for an answer to the press. They get it across to Shoemaker, who gets it to Pate. Pate dribbles over on the left-hand side, and he loses it out of bounds, going back to the Tigers. Hey!
I thought for a minute he was going to go off Travis Hedinger, but he didn't call it that way.
I think we disrupted him just enough where he lost it out of bounds. Mountain inbounds to Platt.
3 minutes, 4 seconds left in the first. Tigers leading it 10-4. Pass ahead to Andrew Linhart. He kind of lost his concentration and actually going to say it was kicked out of bounds by Macon County, so it'll be Tigers' ball. Mountain will inbound it for the Tigers over on the far side to a waiting Platt.
Baker and Nanneman come in for the Raiders.
Platt walks it up across the line and just about stolen out of his hands by Atha, but he gets away from it over to the left wing, tries to feed it in. And ball kind of a scrum there, but I think the Tigers are going to come up with it. There's going to be a shot from the left side, but it's short. They kick it ahead to Atha, who's going to take it all the way with an easy layup. 10-6 Tigers. Linhart inbounds it to Mountain, and Macon County with the steal. It's going to be Nanneman. Nanneman back to the corner to Atha. Back out to Nanneman. His shot on the right wing is no good. But Macon County almost comes up with it, but it's going to be a scrum on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. Tigers going to come up with it. And they'll get the ball right in front of the Tiger bench. Mountain is going to inbound it for the Tigers. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left in the first. Tigers lead it 10-6. Mountain gets it to Platts. pressure defense by Macon County, and there's going to be a body foul called on Macon County. It's going to be on Nanaman, I believe. Nope, it's on Pate. Mountain will inbound it on the far side to awaiting Platts. 10-6. Tigers 2-11 left in the first. Platts gets it over to Linhart on the right side. Cross-court pass to Platts on the left wing, and his shot for three from the left wing is good.
11 points for Rick Platts in the first quarter.
Special defense by the Tigers. Ethan breaks the press. They get it all the way up to Baker under the basket.
Nice block by Brent Platts there.
Tigers come up with it. Linhart comes across the line, gets it to Platts in the center. Oh, right there to Danny Clarkson at the free throw line. Oh, they get the Tiger roll. And with 1 minute 36 seconds left, Tigers are leading it 15-6.
Danny Clarkson living right. That thing, I could have swore it was falling out of the rim and decided to turn around and go back. To back up a little bit, Platts hit the three. The Raiders ended up breaking the press, had a guy wide open underneath their own basket. Platts came out of nowhere and blocked it from behind off the backboard. That led to that score by Danny Clarkson there off the rim. Quite a play. You can always count on the Tigers for getting after the ball. They've been fighting over a few rebounds tonight. Hopefully they'll be able to solve that. But like I said before, it's better to have them both go after it than neither.
And I think if Platts gets a little confidence in Danny Clarkson tonight and starts going to him, they'll make for a lot nice inside-outside game. Ethan gets it across the line to Shoemaker over on the left side. His shot for three is good. Boy, for such a big man, he has a nice stroke.
We've seen him working inside and outside both. He's got good footwork. Platts brings it up and gives it to Hettinger. Good. Hey, Tigers break the press also. Second basket by Hettinger. 1:13 left to go in the first quarter. Pate has it. Dribbles to the middle of the floor. Looks outside for the big guy. Another three is good. Platts has it in the corner. Breaks the press, and he'll come across the timeline. No look pass to Clarkson. Clarkson out to Moore. Moore's shot is short. No good. Baseball pass down the court to Atha. Salter went by him. Tried to get the ball out, but no good. And Raiders score, 17-14. And it's going to be a foul at the other end on the Raiders. The foul will be on number 30, Tyler Nanaman. And it looks like Clarkson will be shooting two on that.
Pace of this game has picked up pretty substantially in the last minute or so.
Yes, it has. Especially with Shoemaker hitting those two big threes in a row. Clarkson's first one is good. Clarkson's a good free throw shooter. He's proven that all year. There's the second one by Danny. Hey, it's good. That's 4 points for Danny Clarkson. 19-14 Tigers. 37 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Atha has it. Gives it to Pate over on the left-hand side. Pinched over. Going to call foul on Linhart. Didn't get there in time. And fouled him with the body. That'll be the third team foul on the Tigers.
First foul on Linhart. 31 seconds left in the first. Tigers lead at 19-14. Macon County inbounds it on the far side, and they're going to shoot for three. It comes up no good. Baker with the rebound, and they get it back out to Nanaman. Nanaman to Pate, and a pass over to the left-hand side to Atha, but it's not a little bit out of his reach. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Tigers ball on the turnover.
We're going to give that turnover, that steal to Andrew Linhart, who was able to get his hand on it and disrupt it just enough to make it go off the Raiders there. 19-14, 15 seconds left to go. Platts brings it up, and they're going to call Pate with the body there. That's a good call by the official. Knock Brent off his stride a little bit. And that'll be three team fouls on the Raiders. 13.5 seconds left. Looks like Camden Levitt's going to check in for the Raiders.
That's going to be the second foul on Pate.
Second foul on Pate, and he's going to have a seat for these last so many seconds of the first quarter anyway. Platts dribbles in the middle of the lane, and takes a strong to the hole and gets rewarded. He's going to get shoot two here.
Fouls on Levitt. That's his first. 14 fouls on the Macon County team. There goes Automatica.
I've decided to let John roll with this one. I'm not going to give him any trouble for that. Homecoming Ken comes into the game. Tyler Killen. Second one by Platts is good. 7 seconds left. 7.5 seconds left. Raiders look to inbound somebody. Atha has it. Gets it over to Levitt in the corner. Can't find anything to do with it. Throws up shot at the buzzer. No good. Tigers going to second quarter with a 21-14 lead. Hey, high scoring affair here. And we'll see how the Tigers do in the second quarter. I'll get you some scores here. Like I said, Brashear leading 21-14. Platts had 13 of those. Dan Clarkson with 4 and Travis Hettinger with 4. Yep, that adds up 21. And for the Raiders, Shoemaker with those two big three-pointers has 10, and Blake Atha has 4. Hey, that adds up.
How about that? We always like that.
It never happens, but we always like it.
We like it when 1 plus 1 equals 2, don't we?
Don't try to keep score with how we're doing it at home.
A little action by the cheerleaders out there on the floor. They're all dolled up into nice different little outfits for tonight's matchup, homecoming.
I think they're going to do a dance routine here at halftime. They did it for us at the pep rally the other day and looked pretty good. It'll be Raider Bar. They'll start the second quarter. Farrington's going to inbound. Stolen by Platts at half court. Platt takes it in. They're going to call that one on the floor. Hey, turnover. 4 seconds and turnover for the Raiders. That's a pretty good start for the Tigers here in the second quarter.
Turnover and the foul.
There we go. That's the 15th foul on the Raiders. Platt's inbound. I'm seeing a no-look pass to half court there. And it is a no-look pass to half court. Linhart gets it back to Platt over on the wing. Three-pointer. Good. Hey, I like to think I taught him something after school. But, hey, he was doing that long before I came along. Farrington has it at half court. Gets it up to Shoemaker. Up and good by Baker.
Yeah, it was a nice looking feed there. They got it from one side to the other and just kept it moving up the field.
Raiders really moving the ball around on that press and getting some open looks. Linhart gets it to Clarkson at the free throw line. Mountain goes up for it, and it's blocked, and they're going to call Clarkson over the back, I think. That'll be his second foul. Nope. They're going to call John Mountain with that. That's all right with us. That would have been Danny's second. That'll be John's first. And 14 fouls on the Tigers. 23-16 Brashear. 7.5 minutes left to go. Baker fighting for it with Killen, and Baker knocks it out of bounds, going back to Brashear.
I think he was trying to walk on the ball.
Well, I've seen the circus seal do that once when I was a kid, but can't get away with that now. Tyler's going to get to take a seat. Good hustle there, Tyler. Platts will walk it up the floor.
Nice valuable minutes there by Tyler. Let everybody take a rest.
There you go. Platts gets it to Mountain on the left-hand wing. Mountain looks inside. Get past to Platts. And it's going to the Raiders on that.
That pass had too much air underneath it, but let everybody...
It did. I think the Platts might have been disrupted a little bit by the Raider that was at his feet, but Raiders break the press. Farrington gets it underneath to Baker, and it's going to be out of bounds. Hey, I guess 3 turnovers here in the first minute of play for the Raiders.
They tried that same play again as they did a minute ago, and the Tigers were waiting for it that time.
Yep, that's good coaching. 23-16 Brashear, just under 7 minutes left to go. Brent Plass, no look pass, knocked away. Raiders looking to score at the other end. Pump fake. Gets Platts up in the air, and he comes down on the ball handler, and he's going to get shoot two. Looks like that's Farrington's going to get shoot two. That's the first one on Brent Platt. 15 foul, each team with 5.
Farrington's first shot is on its way, and it's no good. A little too strong. Bounce back to him. 6:49 left in the half, 23-16 Tigers. Timeout on the floor. Coach Copeland is going to give his men some directions. Tigers leading by a baker's half dozen.
Can you have half points in basketball? I don't know.
I think so. Well, maybe not.
If they're a good baker and you have a half
point
left over, they'll go ahead and give you the whole thing. It's like buying cans of paint. You can't buy a half can of paint.
On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Mountain, Linhart, Platts, Elam, and Clarkson. Farrington back to the line. Baker and Atha on either side from Macon County. Shoemaker and Levitt back. Farrington's shot is good. Mountain inbounds it to Platts. Platts will walk it back the other way. He's going to be met by Farrington up about midcourt. Platts gets it across. No look pass over to Linhart, Andrew Linhart. Linhart brings it up at the top of the key, kicks it back over the left side, and Platts' shot for three is good. Can't leave him open.
That's his fifth one of the night already in the first half, not even a minute and a half gone by.
Macon County about loses the handle on it, but Farrington gets it, pulls it back, dumps it into Atha at the free throw line over to Levitt, the left side. Levitt tries to run the baseline, and he was guarded by Andrew Linhart, and Andrew Linhart's going to get the foul. That's his second. Atha's going to inbound it from Macon County. Keep wanting to say Marion County. I don't know why that is.
You're going to say the Raiders, I guess.
Go ahead. You take it for a while.
Oh, there's a nice shot by Shoemaker. Up and off the double pump up off the glass on the inbound pass. Platts is going to bring it up. Has it at circle met by two Raiders. Gets it over the right-hand side for Linhart. Linhart skip pass to Mountain. Dribbles down to the baseline, back out to Platts, top of the key. Platts from the elbow, no good. And Mountain chases down the rebound. Gets it to Platts. Platts, long three-pointer, good! Oh, my God! I can see more horse games in our future. Linhart steals it, gets it to Platts. No good. And it's going to be off the Tigers, I believe, and going to the Raiders. No, we're going to stay down there. Coach Copeland imploring Brent Pratt to shoot the ball. He kind of short-armed that layup. I don't know what else you want Brent to do, Coach. He's got 6 3-pointers here in the first, 11 minutes of the game, 10 and a half minutes.
Linhart did a good job, though, a good hustle, though, to come up with that steal in the first place, put that ball in play.
He did. He got it down to the floor, and then he got down to the floor before the Raiders did and fed it to Platt. Like I said, Platt short-armed it, and the rebound came off, and it was going to be off the Raiders. There were two Tigers there and one Raider, and looks like he's the one that's going to get called for the out-of-bounds. Tigers going to inbound in that dreaded corner that we can't see.
Travis Hedinger and Goody Salters come in for the Tigers.
Copeland's really got people coming in and out. Platts has it. Lob pass to Clarkson. Back out to Linhart. To Platts. Platts dribbles the free throw line. Up and good. Nice play there by Brent Platts. It's 11 points in the corner. 24 for the game for Brent. Raiders break the press. It's going to be Atha dribbling up the left-hand side. Dribbling on the wing there against Linhart. There's the big guy. Back out to Atha. Up and no good. Platts gets the rebound. Almost stripped by Souther there. Looks like he grabbed hold of Brent's arm, but Brent able to keep control of it. He's going to bring it up the floor.
Macon County needs to reverse that and have Shoemaker out there at the arc making a shot.
Quick pass by Hedinger into Clarkson's knocked away. Farrington has it. Brings it up the left-hand side, followed by Salter to the big guy. Asa gets it out to Farrington. Farrington, top of the key. No good off the side of the rim. Rebound by Platt. Crowd yelling Wolf just a little bit too late for Brent. And the Raiders get it back. Atha gets it out to
Levington with the steal.
Shoemaker. Rebound by Salter all alone on the weak side. And Platt's going to bring it up again. 31-19 Tigers, 4:20 left to go in the first half. Linhart over on the right-hand wing. Dribbles in and out. Gets it out to Platt. Platt dribbles baseline. Gets it to Hedinger. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound up. Controlled by Danny Clarkson. Nice play by the Tigers there. And Platts has it top of the key, just over the left-hand side. No look pass to Salter on the wing to Clarkson. Clarkson with a head fake and stolen by Farrington. Stripped. Farrington jump stop, and he's going to be called for the travel there. Ooh, looked like he was in a one-car accident on that one there, John.
Yeah, he's not very happy with himself either.
He did a hellacious jump stop. I don't know if I can say that. But, man, I mean, it was – you probably heard it over the microphone. And then he took a giant step to try to make it to the basket. He realized he was about 10 feet away. There's Cody Salter, has it on the wing. Gets it out to Brent Platt, top of the key. To Linhart on the wing. Back out to Platt's almost stolen. Platt pulls up from three. Good! Oh, my God! Brent Platt.
Not sure he wasn't past the line, but they're going to give him the three.
They gave him two or three on that? Oh, they gave him a three-pointer. Why not? And there's going to be a foul on Travis Hettinger there for
Tate.
Knocking down a Raider.
I think if you're going to foul somebody, you make it count. Boy, he made it count on him that time.
There was no way that guy was getting that shot up. That'll be the first foul on Travis. 17 foul on the Tigers, and Raiders will be shooting 1-1.
3 minutes, 30 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead at 34-19. It's going to be Pate to the line. Salter takes a minute to tie his shoe. Now we're ready to go with the free throw. Shot's up and good. Pate will get a chance to make good on the back half of the one-on-one. Shots up and also good. Salter will inbound it to waiting Platts. Will bring it back the other way with 3 minutes 29 seconds left in the half. Aether out to guard Platts. Platts gets it across the line over to Andrew Linhart, over to Cody Salter on the left side. Salter tries to bounce, pass it over to Linhart, and it's going to be a kicking call against Macon County. It'll be Tigers ball out of bounds in front of the Macon County bench. Salter's going to inbound it. Gets it back to Linhart. Back on the other side of the line, so he walks it across. Over to Platts on the right side. Platts back to Linhart for three. His shot's off its mark. Macon County comes up with it, and Nanneman takes it most of the way, but then kicks it back out. Feed it in to Baker, and Baker's shot up off the glass is good. Platts will bring the ball back the other way. Guarded by Aether and Pate. Gets it across the line over to Linhart. Linhart to Salter on the left-hand side. Salter tries to get into Travis Hettinger, and Nanneman's going to be called with a kick again. Tigers looking to try to get it in there and get some inside action going.
Why not? I think the Raiders are starting to sag off of the lane a little bit to stay on Platt, who shooting very well from the outside tonight. So that middle's got to open up for somebody. We just need to work the ball around the perimeter and get it inside wherever we find the hole. Hey, Tigers are leading 34-23 with just over 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half. We've seen a pretty sloppy ball game by the Raiders, I guess you could say, so far. A lot of turnovers for them. Tigers doing a good job of getting on the floor and getting their hands in the passing lanes. So that makes it tough enough on a team that's struggling to hold on to the ball. But if you're wherever they expect you not to be, then that's a little bit of added bonus for you. Looks like it'll be a full timeout. I don't know who took that, John. John doesn't know either.
I'm in the dark as much as you are.
Luckily, we don't get paid for this, because they'd probably fire us.
George doing a lot of running there. George has got sweat on top of his head.
That must be why we have this door open behind us.
Let's see.
John Mountain's going to inbound it. Looking for somebody to get it to. Gets it to Platt. And Platts will dribble, top of the key. Gets it out to Mountain. Mountain over on the left wing. Hops, gives it out to Platts over on the left wing. Platts
will dribble.
Top of the key to Linhart. Linhart, ball fake, and knocked away by Joey Pate. It'll stay Tigers ball. Mountain will inbound it again. He gets it in the backcourt to Linhart. Linhart brings it across. Over to the right-hand side, jump pass to Mountain. Mountain looks in, takes a few dribbles over on the wing, stops the dribble, looking for somebody, gets it out to Linhart over in the corner, the upper corner anyway. Platts has it at circle. Cross-court dribble up and good. Oh, another three-pointer for Brent Platts.
Platts has got it going tonight.
You don't get much hotter than he is tonight. Baker, bounce pass across the lane, and That was too good of a pass. Nobody could have caught that. And it's going to go back to the Tigers. I probably saw about eight people between the ball and between Baker and where it went out of bounds, and nobody was able to catch that. Platt's challenged at the top of the key. Gets it to Mountain. Mountain loses his dribble. Nope, sorry, gets it back. Gets it to Platt. Platt's between the legs. And tries to force it into Clarkson. No good.
I think Clarkson was where Platt thought it was going to be.
Yep, Clarkson kind of ran out of there. Raiders have it to the other end. There's a shot by the Raiders. Good by number 30, Joey Nanneman. Linhart has it and dribbles up the middle of the floor. Gets it across. He's handling the ball. Almost loses it. Gets it to Danny Clarkson over on the wing. Just over a minute left to go in the first half. Linhart has it at the circle. Linhart gets it to Platt at the wing. Platt, dribble drive. Double pump, no good. Rebound by Linhart. Linhart up. And it's going to be a foul on number 30, Tyler Nanneman. And looks like Andrew Linhart's going to shoot two. Andrew Linhart's going to shoot two here. 16 fouls on the Raiders. 37-26. First one is good. It's Andrew's first point of the game. Second shot by Linhart is off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. And it's going to be a jump ball. Tigers have it. Platt's going to inbound it. Clarkson has it over on the wing. Bounce pass to Mountain. Mountain loses the dribble. Gets it to Linhart. There's something. Linhart. Looking inside. Mountain has it. Top of the key. Gets it over to Linhart. Linhart from the side. Good. Three-pointer for Andrew Linhart. 41-26. 30 seconds left to go in the first half. Pate has it, played by Mountain up at the top of the key to Farrington. Farrington gets it over to Pate. Pate off the rim, no good to Mountain. Platt almost loses it and gets the dribble back, brings it up the middle of the floor. Guarded by Blake Atha. 15 seconds left. Platt, top of the key, no good. That's his first miss from there, and there's going to be a foul on Travis Hettinger. Hey, you can't make all of them, Brent. That one was in and out. And looks like we're going back down to shoot 1-1 for the Raiders. 11.1 seconds left. Ones are wild on the clock. 41-26 Tigers. Farrington will shoot 1-1. Here's the front end. It's good. He'll get another one. That's the second foul on Travis Henninger. 18 foul for the Tigers. Six on the Raiders. Probably won't come into play here. Just 11 seconds left to go. Second one by Farrington is good. Good form on those free throws. Platt gets it with 10 seconds left to go. Guarded by two Raiders. That's a half court line. Platt dribbles up into the middle of the floor. Up and no good. And it's going out of bounds with just a second and a half left. It'll stay with the Tigers. Have a chance to run something. Coach Copeland calling out his play. I hope they know what he means. Linhart looking. Gets it to Mountain up, and no good off front of the rim. But hey, 41-28 Tigers going into the half. Very, very good job by the Tigers there. We'll be back with some stats for you in a little bit. I think we're going to watch the girls do their halftime show here. Hey, we'll give you some stats here first for the Raiders. The 28 points. Kurt Baker with 4. Ben Shoemaker with 12. Blake Atha with 4. Tyler Nanneman with 3. Joey Pate with 2. And Lonnie Farrington with 3. Now for the Tigers. Andrew Linhart, Danny Clarkson, Travis Hettinger each have 4. And as you know, that leaves 29 points left. And those are all Brent Platts's. 29 for Platts in the first half. And here we go. Let's get ready to start the second half. Tackers send out Platts, Clarkson, Salter, Elam, and Andrew Linhart, starters. Raiders, not sending anybody yet. They're going to send their starters back out, too. That'll be Shoemaker, Atha, Pate, Souther, and Farrington. Souther or Souther, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Raiders are inbound. It'll be Farrington. Going to inbound. Raiders now going right to left on your dial. And Farrington gets it into Pate. Pate walks it up at the circle. Cross half court. Gets it over to Atha. Atha back over the top to Souther. Souther to Pate. Stolen by Platts. There's another turnover for the Raiders in the early going of a quarter. That's been their downfall here so far. Linhart open for the three on the wing. It's good. There's a great start for the Tigers there in the second half. Raiders inbound to Pate. Up, stolen by Clarkson, who gets it back to Andrew Linhart, who pushes it across. Hey, there's two trips down the floor for the Raiders, two turnovers. Linhart dribbles the top of the key, guarded by Farrington, close to a five-second call, gets it to Salter. Looks off the three, gets it in the corner to Linhart. Linhart is going to be the victim of a foul there by Farrington, perhaps. Yes, Lonnie Farrington picks up the foul. That'll be the first team foul on the Raiders in the second half. And that'll be Farrington's first foul. Platts will inbound underneath the basket. Gets it into Clarkson. Clarkson with the ball fake. Nice fake there. In and out. Rebound by Platts on the weak side. Up and good. Picking up where he left off in the first half. Platts scores his first two. It'll be 46-28 Bashir. Pate has it over on the right-hand side. Gets it to Farrington. Pate has it. Has it. Shot from 15 is good. Nice looking shot there by Blake Atha. And Platts will walk it up. 46-30. We've traded baskets plus a three for the Tigers. Platts gets it across half court over on the left-hand side. Gets it to Salter in the corner. Long three. Air ball. No good. Rebound by Shoemaker. Looks somebody pass two. Gets it to Pate. Pate brings it up the right-hand side of the floor and slows it down. Guarded by Platts. He's going to walk it to the middle. Over to Farrington. Farrington looks in. Gives it out to Souther. Souther to Atha. Pate. Fall away from 10. Good. Nice shot by Joy Pate falling away there. Over the Bashir defender. And Platts will walk it back up. 46-32 Tigers. 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Platts has it. Top of the key. Between the legs. Ball fake. Gets it to Salter. Salter looks into Clarkson. Middle of the lane. Good. Good bounce there for Danny Clarkson. There's the press by the Tigers, but the Raiders break it and get it across. Atha from the side, no good. Draws nothing but backboard. Salter on the floor after it, knocks it past half court, but the Raiders are going to get it. Good hustle, way to get on the floor there for Cody Salter. And Pate has it at the top of the key. Gets it over to Farrington. Farrington into the corner. A shot, three-pointers, no good. Rebound weak side by all the way over to Pate. Gets it to Farrington. Farrington dribbles around Platts. Looks for somebody on the baseline. Gets it back out to Atha. Atha sinks three and gets it into Shoemaker with the left hand. Good. Nice looking move there by Ben Shoemaker. The big guy. We've seen him go three-pointer. We've seen him go right. We've seen him go left. He's just pretty dangerous when he has the ball in his hands. He's probably about 6 foot, 6'1 or so. Salter has it over on the left-hand wing. Two dribbles. Gives it to Clarkson at the elbow. Clarkson, two dribbles. Gets it out to Linhart. Almost knocked away. Linhart, tough shot. Rebound by Bill Elam, and no good. Nice rebound there to fill in the lane for Bill Elam. And he's going to get to shoot two for his troubles there. I thought the shot was going to go in, but it ended up hitting off the front of the rim and bouncing off. .450 left to go in the third quarter. 48-34. Elam's first shot's good. Way to get on the board there, Bill. It'll be 49-34 Tigers. 15-point lead. Linhart will sit down, Mountain will come in, and Souther will sit down. And Baker will go in for him. Second shot by Bill is good. And you get to have a seat there, Bill. Hettinger comes in for Bill Elam there. Farrington to inbound it for the Raiders. Gets it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker to Atha. Atha controls it over on the left-hand side. Two dribbles, and out to Farrington. Farrington in the middle to Baker. Baker in the middle of the lane. No good. Further rim. Rebound by Platt. Platt looks off everybody else and walks up the floor. Platt has it in a circle. Three or four dribbles. And gets it to Mountain at top of the key. Mountain back over to Platt. Platt with a jump pass to Mountain, to Salter, back to Mountain. Mountain looking. Gets it to Platt. Platt with a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Farrington underneath. And he gets it out. Challenged by Salter. Salter goes back and plays defense. Farrington will bring it up. Gets it over to Pate. Pate with the ball fake. Stopped by Hettinger over on the side. Gets around him and all the way to the basket and good. Nice play there by Joey Pate. And it's 50-36 Raiders. Just under 4 minutes left to go in the third. Platts will bring it across the timeline. At circle. Gets it over the right-hand side from Mountain. Mountain. Three dribbles in and out. And pass through the arms to Platts. Over on the wing. Left-hand wing. Fakes. Dribbles in. Shot's no good. Rebound by Farrington. Challenged by Salter. Farrington takes it all the way to the hole. 50-38 Raiders. Tigers need to stop the bleeding a little bit. And Coach Copeland's going to call timeout. When we come back, Tyler Killen's coming in for Hettinger, it looks like. John Mountain inbounds it to Brent Platts. Platts has it at circle, gets it to Mountain. Mountain spin move. Gets stuck. Looks for Clarkson. Clarkson takes it away from the Raiders. Gets it to Linhart, top of the key, and they're going to reset. Just over 3 minutes left. Clarkson almost loses it. Linhart almost loses it. Mountain over on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart to Mountain. Platts, ball fake. In the middle of the lane. No good. Gets his own rebound and puts it up. They're going to call it on the floor. That'll be the third team foul on the Raiders. Platts following his shot once again. That'll be a foul on number 00, Kurt Baker. Third team foul. Clarkson gets it out to the top of the key to Mountain. Mountain to Platts. Platts dribbles baseline all the way in and good. Nice play by Ben Platts there. Challenging two Raiders before he puts it off the glass and in. Raiders break the press. Shoemaker has it. Gets it at the top of the key to Pate. Atha. Atha looking for somebody. Pass two. Gives it to Farrington. Farrington inside. Knocked away by Shoemaker to Atha. Good from 17. Nice play by Shoemaker there. It was tipped up and he was able to tip it out to his teammate and Atha hit it from about 18 feet. Platts to walk it up. It's a 12-point lead for the Tigers. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Platts has it over on the left-hand side. Dribbles into John Mountain. Mountain gets it stolen by Atha. Atha up the left-hand side. Guarded by Mountain, and he pulls it out. Looks for somebody to pass it to. Guarded by Platts. Pate has it. Fake. Inside to Farrington. Bounce pass to Shoemaker, and good. Challenged by Mountain, but they couldn't get the ball out of the big guy's hands. It's 16 points for Ben Shoemaker. It's 52-42, Tigers. Mountain has it over on the left-hand wing. Platts has it, guarded by about three guys every time he touches it. Clarkson gets it in the middle of the lane. Looks blocked. Rebound. Saved by Tyler Killen into Mountain, who gets it to Clarkson. Clarkson out to Mountain. Mountain dribbles top of the key. Linhart cuts through the lane. Mountain still has it. Nobody guarding him. Feeds it into Clarkson. Clarkson bounce pass to Tyler Killen from 10. No good. And rebound goes to Shoemaker. That shot was in and out all the way around the rim there. Pate brings it up the middle of the floor. Bounce pass over to Atha. Atha with a long three. No good. Rebound by Farrington. No good. And it's going to be over the back on Tyler Killen, it looks like. Macon County really getting after the boards here in the second half. Pretty much had to. Pate with a long three, no good. Rebound by the Raiders. Number 30, Nanneman. Nanneman dribbles into the corner. Knocked away, but picked up by Pate. Pate has the top of the key, just under 50 seconds left to go. Nanaman with a long three. No good, short. And saved to Brent Platt. Platt has it over on the left-hand side. Looking for somebody. Gets it to Clarkson on the elbow. No good. Killen goes down. Rebound by Pate. Challenged by Linhart. Over to Nanaman. Shot. No good. Rebound by Clarkson. Nice box out there. 20 seconds left. They get it to Platt, who brings it up the middle. 20 seconds left to go in third quarter. No big hurry for the Tigers. 10-point lead. Salter has it over on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart almost loses the dribble, but gets it back. Gets it to Salter. Playing a little bit of four corners here. Salter dribbles in and out. Gets it to Platt. 3 seconds left. Platt with a shot at the buzzer. No good. Offside of the rim. The Raider, Macon County Raiders, able to knock a little bit off the Tiger lead there. It's 52-42 Bashir going into the fourth quarter. It'll be Tigers ball to start the second half, or fourth quarter, excuse me. Salter inbound to Platt. Salter, Platt, Linhart, Hettinger, and Clarkson start the fourth quarter. Platt, two dribbles, knocked away, and it'll stay with the Tigers. Salter gets it to Linhart. Linhart has it at circle. Crossover dribble. Gets it to Salter on the wing. Into Hettinger. Hook shot's good. A nice little kind of a put shot there. And Hettinger with 2 points. That's 6 points for him. Pate brings it across. Gives it to Shoemaker from 20 off front of the rim. No good. Salter looks for Platt and gets it to him. Nanaman playing tough defense back there. Platt has it, brings it across the timeline. Gets to Danny Clarkson on the wing. Clarkson with his own rebound up off the glass. No good. And saved by the Raiders into Shoemaker. Shoemaker with a long pass is going to be not caught. There'll be a timeout by Macon County. Nice chance for the Raiders there. I think it was saved by Nanaman into Shoemaker underneath the basket, and he tried to big lob pass over to about half court and wasn't able to find anybody with it. It's 54-42 Bashir Tigers with just over 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers have done a good job of holding off Platt here. Platt did manage 4 points in the third quarter, but after 29 in the first half, it seems almost like a letdown. But as long as the Raiders team has to keep an eye on him, you can consider it a victory for the Tigers. They're going to have to hit some of their open shots. Looks like it'll be Tigers ball. Salter will inbound Platt. Platt has it, brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Pate. Platt, running one-hander, no good. It tipped up for the rebound. Rebound by Salter. Way to get up off the ground, Cody. Gets it to Linhart, top of the key. Lob pass, controlled by Hettinger. Oh, and they're going to call Travis Hettinger for the foul on that. I think he's to an elbow, perhaps.
They're calling it as a charge, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're. I think when Travis got it, he kind of spun around and threw the hip into the Raider and wasn't really needed. Pate guarded, almost loses the dribble, gets it over to Nanaman over on the left-hand wing to Pate. Pate dribbles in, top of the key, gets it out to Asa, three-pointer, short, no good. And he'll go back to the Tigers there. Way to battle. Linhart and Baker battling for it. Linhart able to disrupt him just enough to have it be Tiger ball.
All right. Platsby gets it across the timeline. Back to Salter over the left-hand side. Salter gets it back to the corner to Platts. Platts is going to run the baseline. It's going to be tipped up. And he's going to get fouled in the process, so he's going to get to go to the line and shoot a couple. Foul is on Mr. Baker. That's his first. I'm sorry, it's his second. Platts' first shot is up and good. As I say, automatica.
John decides to take the whole third quarter off, and then he comes back and agitates is all he does.
Second shot is on its way, and it's good as well. Tigers lead at 56-42 with 6:19 left in the game. Farrington, after having a tooth embedded in his head, is back in the game. And the ball is tipped by Platts, and they're going to call a foul on...
It'll be Macon County.
34. That's going to be Souther.
Nice hustle play by Cody Salter getting on the floor and drawing the foul.
All right, the inbound pass comes to Platts. Back across the other side of the line. He walks it across. Guarded by Pate. Picks it up. Dumps it off to Clarkson. The line over to Travis Hettinger on the right side. His shot is no good. And Farrington comes up with it. And Travis is disgusted by missing the shot and gets a little too aggressive and is called for the reach.
I think that's been happening ever since they first started playing basketball. You put up a shot you think you're supposed to make and you miss it. And you end up making a foul on the rebound.
As I walked by Mr. Farrington, he was cleaning blood off the top of his head from a tooth that had gone into it. I don't know who was the guilty party with the tooth, but he's back in the game anyway. Gets it up ahead to Souther. They kick it over to the left-hand side to Pate. Pate's going to shoot for three, and it's going to be no good, and Platts is going to come up with it and take it the other way. Platts brings it across the timeline, dribbles around the left-hand side, loses the handle on it. Atha comes up, and it's going to take it all the way. He's going to be fouled by... Cody Salter as he's going up, but it goes in anyway, so he's going to get a chance to make the old-fashioned three-point play.
That was quite a shot by Atha, and I could have swore Salter knocked it out of his hands, but he was able to control it in midair and kind of give a little scoop shot off the glass, and good. He's going to be shooting for the three-point play.
Shots up, no good, but he walks across the line, so...
He jipped Danny Clarkson out of a rebound on that one. He missed it. Clarkson got the rebound, but they waved off the free throw anyway.
Inbounds comes to Platts. Full court pressure by Macon County. Andrew Linhart back over to Platts. Platts is going to double team, but he brings it across over to the left-hand side. And he's going to drive the baseline and shoot from the left-hand side. Shot no good. Shoemaker comes up with it. Passes it way ahead to Atha. And Atha can't handle it. Mishandles the ball. And shoots the 15-foot jump shot, and it's good anyway. Inbound Platts. To Platts, he's double teamed, and Platts loses the handle on it. Linhart comes up with it momentarily, but goes out of bounds off of Linhart, so Macon County is going to come up with the ball. 5:09 left in the game. Tigers lead it by a dime, 56-46. Farrington will inbound it on the far side. Kicks it out to Atha around the horn to Pate. Pate back to Atha. Atha's going to dribble around the right side. Inbound, he gets it into Shoemaker, and his shot is no good. Elam comes up with it, and Elam is fouled.
Nice job by Bill Elam there, getting the rebound, boxing out. That'll be 16 fouls on the Raiders, so 4 for the Tigers.
Foul is going to be on Souther. That's his third.
Souther looking for somebody to pass it to. Lob pass over the top to Danny Clarkson. Danny gets it across half court, and lob pass to Brent Platt. Platts tries to drive around Shoemaker, up and off the glass, no good, and they're going to get the foul over the back on, I think, Souther, perhaps. There were a lot of Raiders there. Platts was able to shoot it over the top of the Raiders, and while the shot was in the air, get around them and so that he could get the over-the-back call.
And that's going to be his fourth, too.
That's 4 on Souther. I think he was a pretty big part of the win for the Raiders in the first game against Tigers this year. It's good to see him sitting over here to our left instead of out there on the floor. Platts is going to shoot 2, or 1 and 1. First one's good. Nice going there, Brent. 57-46, Tigers. Second one's no good. And almost fouls on the rebound. Raiders get it. Bring it back. Pace, or excuse me, Asa kind of steamrolls his way into the Tigers. And there's going to be another foul. Frustration foul because Asa lost it, or missed his shot. And just like John and I were talking about, a little bit of frustration ends up coming in for the foul. Brent, we'll go to the line and shoot another 1-1. That'll be 18 fouls on the Raiders.
Second on Asa.
Looked like he was pretty frustrated on that play, and that's what caused him to foul. The desperation. Brent makes the first one. It'll be 58-46. Second one. No good. Rebound. It's going to be a jump ball there. Plass got on the floor after his own rebound, and the Raiders will inbound it. Looks like it'll be Farrington.
That was all hustle there for that, cause that jump ball. Baker gets her head up to Pate. Pate gets it across the timeline, but he doesn't have the open lane. He gets it in to Baker, and Baker is going to get fouled while he tries to take it up. Coach Copeland a little frustrated there.
He's always got something good to say, though. I mean, he definitely tells them when they're doing something wrong, but he always tells them what they're doing right, too.
Baker's first shot is good, 58-47, 4 minutes, 33 seconds left in the game. Baker's second shot is a little bit strong, and there's going to be an over-the-back call, I believe, on Asa.
Asa's lost a little bit of control here. I think that's his third foul in about the last minute and a half or so. He needs to calm down. He's a good three-point shooter. They can't really afford to lose him.
Danny Clarkson will get a good little line to shoot these. 19 fouls on Macon County, so from here on out we'll be in a double bonus situation. First shot in, bounces off the front end of the rim, but gets the Tiger roll and falls in.
Way to go, Danny.
Second shot. Oh, it rimmed out on that one. But
the old Raider bounce on that one.
That's right, but Platts came up with it. He was kind of running underneath there. Came up with the ball, kicks it over to Linhart, the left-hand side, back to Elam in the left corner. He tries to get it into Clarkson, but the pass is a little too short. Farrington comes up with it, comes the other way. The Shoemaker at the free throw line. His 10-foot shot is no good. Andrew Linhart comes up with it, gives it back to Platts, and we're going the other way.
Andrew Linhart, a bit of a wild man out there under the boards tonight.
Long pass gets it up to Clarkson, over to Salder on the right side, back out to Platts up top. Flats back over to Salder on the right side. Wide open three and no good. And there's going to be the over-the-back call, I believe, on probably Salder. Another one of those frustration fouls.
Well, that one was just kind of hustle, I think. He almost was able to jump over the top of the Raider there, but not quite. Ends up fouling with the body, I think. I'm going to give Cody that one. We're not going to chalk that one up to frustration.
All right, Farrington gets it in to Shoemaker, back to Farrington, up to Asa. Asa gets across up to Pate on the right-hand side. To Asa and then to Shoemaker in the lane. And there's going to be a foul on Andrew Linhart. So Shoemaker will go to the line. We'll see if he's as good a free throw shooter as he is a three-point shooter. He has such, this Shoemaker has such a nice stroke. And he doesn't waste any time and puts it right in. Second one's good as well. I'm surprised they don't put the ball in his hand more. All right, Linhart with the ball. He gets it ahead to Platts. Platts breaks the press, brings it across the timeline. Backs it out a little bit, just about loses the handle on it, and does go out of bounds, and it's going to be a call against Platts, and I think he may have sprained his ankle a little bit, trying to walk it off a little bit. Macon County brings it across the timeline, Asa with the ball. Asa feeds it in the lane to Baker. Ball is stripped from him, and there's a scrum on the floor, and they're going to be called a jump ball situation. It's going to be Tigers ball. Platts is still a little bit gimpy on that leg.
This late in the game, I think this late in the game, with just 3.5 minutes left to go, 10-point lead, it's almost if he tweaked it a little bit, it's almost better if he stays out there and keeps it loose, because if you sit down for a long period of time, it'll stiffen up on you. This coming from the clutch speaking, it sprained both of his ankles in the span of a month. Trust me, I know.
I was going to say, it sounds like a voice of experience,
Doctor. It's his experience. I tell you what, when you sprain both your ankles, that doesn't leave much to walk on. It was that old pickup basketball. It'll do it every time. It's not quite as bad as sneezing and throwing your back out. I'm going to leave that Major League Baseball player nameless.
I was going to say something about Shelby County, but I just couldn't come up with it.
That's all right. I'm from Monroe anyway. I went to South Shelby, but grew up in Monroe. I figured I'm covered either way by that. And Tigers will have it. Platts is going back out there. Looks like Coach is taking advice from me, whether good, bad, or ugly. Salter inbound, and it'll be full court press there by the Raiders. Salter gets it to Linhart. Linhart gets the old eye exam there by number 50, Lonnie Farrington.
I just thought they were massaging the bridge of his nose.
I think it was a whole face massage there. And Linhart's going to get to shoot two, looks like. Double bonus for the Tigers rest of the way. 3 minutes, 21 seconds left. 59-49 Tigers. Here's Linhart's first one. Hey, way to go, Andrew.
Nothing but net on that one.
He must be aiming for the middle basket there if he's seeing double or triple. Hey, another one. Good. Just like the first. 61-49 Tigers. Raiders inbound. Tigers pick up full court press. Farrington has it. Gets it to Atha. Atha over the top to Pate. Pate, baseline, looking for somebody to get it to. Has to get back out to Atha. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, over to Farrington. Grabs it, dribbles around. Knocked away. Baker with the rebound, good. Nice play by Kurt Baker there to jump over everybody. Get in position. Platts has it, guarded by two Raiders. Bodied up by Farrington. It lobs it over the top to Cody Salter. Salter with a bounce pass. Not a good play by Salter. There's no hurry when you're up by 10 with 2:45 left to go. And it goes out of bounds to the Raiders.
Tried to get it up to Clarkson, but Clarkson couldn't quite handle him.
I think it had some front spin on it and picked up a little speed. Shoemaker has it. Gets it over in the corner to Pate. Pate runs into his own man, and that threw off his shot. Farrington grabs a rebound. Brings it back out to the top of the key. Pate has it from 10. And gets knocked down on the shot.
I think Andrew Linhart may have a sprained ankle this time around.
That'll be a foul on Danny Clarkson, I believe. Yep, that's his fourth. Calm down a little bit, Danny. Pate will get to shoot two. First one's in and out, no good. 61-51 Tigers, 2:28 left to go. Shoemaker's going to have a seat. I vote for what John said. That Shoemaker's a good player. I don't know why that he's not more involved in the game. He's got good hands and good feet, and he's got kind of a wide body so he can get the rebounds in there. Meanwhile, Linhart has it underneath his own basket. Drives up the baseline, lob pass over to Clarkson. Clarkson across to Hettinger. Good. Way to break the pass there, Tigers. Travis Hettinger down at the other end for the easy layup. Pate brings it across half court over to the left, right-hand side. Excuse me. Gives it out to Atha. Atha dribbles around the baseline. Challenged by Platt. Rebound by Souther. Pump fake. And they're going to give him the shot on that. Ooh.
That was on Elam.
There was a little...
That's his fourth.
Homecoming gift for... Souther there. I could have swore he was on the ground on that. His free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound by Platt, chases it down. And they're going to call a foul on Macon County. I was going to make a joke about it being Friday and Lent and that call being fishy, but I'm not going to make that joke, John.
Good. I'm glad you didn't do that. Brent did a real good job of protecting the ball then. Made him foul him rather than just call him a jump ball situation.
He definitely got it right in his breadbasket and didn't let anybody get their hands in there. Nice play by Brent.
Platt's shot is up and no good. What happened? Now, see, I should have called him automatic here.
Maybe it's the ankle.
Baker coming out, Shoemaker back in. Listening to me, following my advice, don't you think? Platt's second shot is on its way, and it's good.
That looked good.
Tigers lead by a dime, 64-54, 2 minutes left. Eighth with the ball. They break the press, get it on the other side, and it gets in the hand of Payton. He drives the baseline, and he is fouled. Actually fouled pretty hard. Foul is going to be on. Is that on? Who's that on? On Travis Edinger. And that's it for him. He's out of the game.
Travis picked up a couple silly fouls tonight, but he's in there to move people around in the paint, and that's what he did all night. Freed up a lot of rebounds for our players, so you got to give him his pay for tonight, that's for sure. He earned it.
Yeah, he's big enough boy that whenever you run into him, you know it. Pate's shot is up and good. 1 minute, 53 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead 64-55. Pate's second shot is up and on its way, and it's good as well.
Tigers can't rush here. They just need to get the ball, get it across half court, and make the Raiders foul and make the free throws.
Salter up across the line to Mountain. Mountain pulls it out, gets it across over to Salter. They may foul Salter. Nope, they get it ahead up to Platts. Platts over on the right-hand side, kicks it cross court to Mountain. Mountain, kind of an off-balance shot, is no good. Baker comes up with it and hands it off to Pate. Pate brings it across the timeline, takes it over the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Manneman. And a shot is no good. Baker comes up with it. His shot's no good. And Souther's shot is no good. They're going to be a call a foul this time, I think, on Platts, probably over the back.
No, it'll be Baker over the back. Platts was able to get position in there between Baker and the basket and able to draw the foul there. Nice play by Brent Platts. I would have thought the same thing as John.
Well, it's around there, around the corner. It's kind of hard to see back there. You have better position than me. Speaking of better position.
It just goes to show it pays off, I guess. Platts will shoot two. Both teams in the double bonus now. That'll be four on Baker. Go, Brent. Put this one in and give us our 10-point lead back. Here's the second one by Brent. Up and no good. Off front of the rim. Rebound by Asa. 9-point lead for the Tigers. Raiders need to push it up. Pate inbounds to Souther. Souther up off the glass and good. And timeout by the Raiders there. Souther's first 4 points coming here in the fourth quarter.
7-point lead by the Tigers, 65-58 with 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the game. Tigers not quite out of the woods yet on this one.
They just need to keep the ball in the hands of their ball handlers and make sure they don't try to rush any shots or anything. Really don't have any reason to take a shot here when you're up by three possessions. Make the other team get the turnover if you want. It'll be Tiger ball underneath the Raider basket. They get to run the baseline here since it was a made basket. Cody Salter inbound. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart trapped in the corner. Gets it to Platts. Platts spin move. Played by Baker. Gets it up to Salter. Salter back to Platts. Brent at the circle. Wraparound pass to Linhart. Linhart back to Platts. Pass top of the key over to Elam. Elam down in the corner, looking for somebody to pass it to, and they're going to call a foul on the Raiders there. That'll be a foul on Atha, his fourth. Bill Elam's going to get to the line to shoot two. Come on, Bill. First one, no good. Come on, Bill. Come on.
Shoemaker coming back in the game. A decided three-point threat. Elam's shot is up, and it's no good.
Rebound tipped up, and we're going the other way to shoot two. Let's hope that wasn't on Clarkson. That'll be on Brent Platts. I think it's his second one.
Yep, you're right. 44.8 seconds left in the game. Tigers leading at 65-58. Been nice if Bill could have hit one or two of those.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Shoemaker's in to shoot free throws. Solid nine for Shoemaker. 18 points so far. First one's up and good.
Bounces off the front end of the rim, but he gets the Macon County bounce on that one.
It's down to a six-point lead now, just over 44 seconds left to go.
Two possessions, 3 points will tie it up. Platts comes up with it, but I think Farrington went over his back.
Platts will get to shoot two. We've got to make our free throws, boys. Try to put as many possessions between us and them as you can.
Brett has an opportunity here to make it back into a three-possession game.
Two shots for Brent. First one is good.
We needed that one. That was a good one.
Way to go, Brent. That's the big 4-0 for Brent Platt, 40 points. I waited. I saw it coming a while back, but I waited. Second one's up and good. 41, why not? Brent's got 8 points in this quarter, all on free throws. Pate brings it across, gets it to eighth there. Tries to drive baseline and gets Elam cut off. Shoemaker up and good.
Well, I tell you what, that boy can shoot from the outside and he can play it in the lane. He's a heck of a ball player.
Yes, indeed he is.
And you wouldn't necessarily think it just to look at him, but boy, he does what he needs to do.
Macon County putting their defensive team in. Going offense to defense here.
Six-point game. 34.5 seconds. Got a timeout on the field. Who called the timeout there? Do you know?
I think it was Macon County called the timeout.
That was probably their last, wasn't it? Taking the floor for the Tigers, we've got Salder, Linhart, Platts, Clarkson, and Elam. Salter's going to inbound it under his own basket. Bounce pass into Platts. Platts is going to run it up across the timeline. That triple teamed. And Farrington's going to be guilty of the foul. No, I'm sorry. That was Nanaman. They're calling it on. Farrington was raising his hands, but he was not the guilty party. Third foul on Nanaman.
I think that's why they put Nanaman in the game, was to pick up a foul if need be. Platt's going to shoot two more. In and out for Brent. He'll get one more to bring it up to a three-point lead again. Three-possession ball game, excuse me. Still 67-61. Just over a half minute left to go in the fourth. Let's go, Tigers. Let's put this away. Second one by Brent is up front of the rim. No good. Probably a little fatigue sitting in. Raiders push it up the floor. Platts hits the deck. Shot by Pate. No good. Rebound by Atha. Gets it over on the left-hand wing. Gets it to Pate. Pate drives baseline. Up the glass. No good. Fight for it. Everybody on the floor. And there's going to be out of bounds. Going to go white ball. Nice hustle. Two Raiders are fighting for it, and somebody from the Tigers jumped in there to
way to go, Tigers.
Get 14 their hands
seconds
on it.
Left in the game. Salter gets it into Platts.
They're going to have to foul him, and they do.
That one is on Farrington.
Yeah, Farrington, it doesn't matter if he acknowledges that one or not. He's going to get called for it. That's his fourth. Brent needs to put a couple in here. 12 seconds left, 67-61, Tigers.
If he hits one of these, it'll be just about over, I'd say.
There you go, Brent. Second one is up and good. That's what we needed to see. 69-61 Tigers. 10 seconds left. Lob over the pass for the Raiders. Shot by Pate from the wing. No good. Rebound saved. For Pate, 3 seconds left. 2-1. Shot at the buzzer by the Raiders. Not going to matter. Three-pointer. 69-64 Tigers. I don't know who that was. We'll find out in a little bit. Hey, big win for the Tigers on homecoming. 69-64 Brashear.
Well, and if you joined us late, the girls won their match 52-27. You got some recap for us there, big boy?
Oh, I'm going to try. Andrew Linhart. Well, we'll start with the Raiders first. Let me get my scores figured up. Hey, we got some stats for you here if you're still with us. Starting out for the visiting Raiders, Ben Shoemaker with 24 points for the big guy. Blake Haith added 12. Joey Pate with 9. Kurt Baker added 7 off the bench. Lonnie Farrington with 5. Eric Souther with 4. And Tyler Nanneman with 3. Now for the hometown Tigers. We'll start out with, from the bottom, Bill Elam with 2. Dan Clarkson, 7. Travis Henninger had 8. Andrew Linhart had 9. Brent Platts with the other 43 points. Nice game for Brent. His last home game in front of the fans. We had packed stands tonight here. It was pretty exciting to watch. We haven't had too many double wins here at Brashear this year. It's nice to get one on the last visit of the year. Next game for both teams will be Monday night in Green City, first round of district play. Check in on our website, because John or I, neither one, have any idea what's going on. But check in on the website for the times. I know it'll be at Green City. I know tickets will be $5. But I know the boys are playing North Shelby. We're narrowing it down. And we will be on the air. It was a struggle for us, but we're going to get the people over there, and we're going to bring it to you. So hopefully if you can't make it to Green City, you can make it on there with us. Coast to coast and around the world. I think that's a nice slogan. Then again, it's mine, so whatever. And thanks for listening tonight, and we'll see you back on Monday. Have fun.